There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use code HORSE200 for the $10, plus get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. Wagering in more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now.
All right, let's begin this hour talking some college football. Professional sports bettor and college football handicapper Brad Powers joins the program. Brad, good morning. Thanks for the time as always. Let's begin with this LSU game on the road against Arkansas. Tell us how you approached this game in the summertime, what numbers were available back then, and your level of, maybe concern with the letdown here with LSU coming into this game after that huge win against Bama at home last week.
Yeah, first off, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me, as always. When it came to this game in the summer, you know, one specific book, the Westgate, was a little bit lower on LSU than I was. And keep in mind, I bet LSU under their season win total. I wasn't buying LSU in year one under Brian Kelly, but I thought LSU was significantly downgraded in their power ratings, like off 5-6 points. So I was able to not only bet +8 against Arkansas, but I also have like a +14.5 ticket coming up here in a couple weeks against Texas A&M. So that was just me disagreeing with one particular sports book about LSU. However, flip forward to now, obviously big time line movement now, with LSU now being, you know, in some spots up to a 4-point favorite. I am more on the Arkansas side because I do think there's a letdown for LSU. How could there not be? I mean, that was one of the biggest wins they've had in years, you know, with the exception of their national title season in 2019. And on top of it, you know, it's a buy-low spot for Arkansas off a outright upset loss as a 2-touchdown favorite against Liberty. My only caveat is this, though. I'm hearing whispers that KJ Jefferson, the outstanding quarterback for Arkansas, has a shoulder issue. He's not 100%. Not saying He's going to play, but he's just not, you know, what he was earlier in the season.
So because of that news, will you try to get a middle here and take if you can find, if you can get that four with Arkansas, or does that news scare you away and you're going to just be like, you know what, I'm happy with my plus eight on LSU?
No, 3.5, 4, worth a bet.
Okay.
Keep in mind, I bet a lot. So yeah. To me, that's worth a bet. Mm-hmm. I don't anticipate it getting any higher than 3.5 or 4.
All right. This is uncharted territory for Nick Saban in Alabama. Rarely do you see them. They're all but out of it here. Need a miracle just to get in the SEC title game. How do you think Alabama responds against Ole Miss? And Kiffin has done well, at least offensively, except last year, but against Saban. What do you think here?
So typically, I mean, it's an auto bet. You know, let's take Nick Saban off a loss. He's covered 8 in a row. Average cover margins, 11 points per game. But this is the first time since 2010, I mean, 12 years ago, that they got multiple losses before the Auburn game. So I mean, uncharted territory. I'm not sure how they're going to handle it. And here's what I do know. They haven't handled the road very well at all the last 2 years. I mean, we all talk about, hey, I need sample size. I need more data points. I mean, how many data points do you need with this Alabama team on the road? They come up short time and time again, especially against relatively good competition. Obviously, Ole Miss is that. Ole Miss is, off a bye. Another thing, I think a lot of these programs now are starting to smell a little bit of blood in the water with Alabama. I don't think that intimidation factor is there what it was even 2-3 years ago. So, you know, I lean towards Ole Miss. I do think matchup-wise, there's some significant advantages for Alabama that keeps me from, you know, running the window and betting Ole Miss. And plus, number, kind of in a dead spot. I mean, I would prefer, obviously, 14 if I'm going to be running the window and betting Ole Miss.
Yeah, well, plus there's also, the dream crusher angle, like you said, first time with two losses before the Auburn game since 2010. Kids don't go to Alabama to play in the Outback Bowl. They go to make a playoff and win a national championship. And so, and quite, by the way, what you were saying, not good enough, is maybe Alabama's not good enough this year to be laying 11.5 against a team like Ole Miss.
Excellent point. I mean, I think sometimes these point spreads that we see in Alabama games, it's more on, you know, respect given to Nick Saban and what the Alabama program's been for 10, 12 years, not necessarily how good this year's team is. I'm going to tweet this out later. Like, people think, oh, you're overreacting, the dynasty's over. You're overreacting to, you know, a couple of games this year that they lost coin flip games against Tennessee and LSU on the road. I can name 10 games in the last 2 years where Alabama has come up short of expectations. Big games. I'm not talking about Utah State or Southern Miss or New Mexico State. I'm talking big-time opponents. Alabama coming up short by double digits per game against the spread. And, they don't have the wide receiver core that they did just a couple of years ago. Offensive line issues. And particularly, I don't think the offensive play calling from Bill O'Brien is anywhere near what it was under Steve Sarkisian or Lane Kiffin.
All right, fair point. Very good. How about TCU and Texas, the top five team catching all these points? You've mentioned how high your power rating's been on Texas. What do you think of this matchup?
I like Texas. Like Texas quite a bit here. I have obviously went against TCU a few times. Obviously, have come up short. But if I had to redo and make those bets again, I would. Maybe even bet more. This is a team that obviously it's well known. Very fortunate, but I mean, I'm talking extremely fortunate when it comes to second half of games facing backup quarterbacks. I mean, how many do you need? Oklahoma, yeah. Kansas, Kansas State. Hell, even last week, Texas Tech is beating them. Baron Morton's a really good quarterback. I liked what I saw from him going all the way back to the spring game. He gets hurt, and then they have to bring in Tyler Shuck, who hasn't played, I mean, since the start of the season. He's rusty. He doesn't even look 100% healthy, and TCU, you know, makes that furious comeback and somehow covers a point spread. In that one, Texas, to me, if they play their A game, we see it a lot of times in the first half of games, not necessarily in the second half of games with Texas, but if they play their complete game, I think they actually win this one and win this one with a lot of margin. So I'm hook 'em this week. I like Texas.
Okay. Follow the money, Paulie and Mitch Vesa in the Sports Betting Network. Brad Powers, our guest, college football expert, pro bettor, Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, bradpowersports.com. Do you think Oregon's just going to go up and down the field against Washington? And also, do you think it'll fly over?
I mean, it's a lot of points. I mean, the total's already in the low 70s, but I'm here to tell you, I don't see a lot of defensive stops on either side, but particularly on the Washington side. Now, there might be some metrics out there that say, they're okay Washington defensively. I'm here to tell you they're not really. And they obviously have not faced an offense like what Oregon's been, particularly after the Georgia game, where, I mean, you can make case this might be the best offense in college football since the Georgia game. I mean, they're averaging 48 points per game since that one and 550 yards per game. And, you know, Washington, when they've had to step up, when they faced the two best Pac-12 offenses they've seen, Arizona and UCLA, went up and down the field.
Yep.
So I expect the same here, Oregon. I'd lean Oregon minus the points, and that's the case. Certainly, you got to lean over.
So we expect TCU to lose at some point, and it might be Saturday. But based on what's happened against Oregon and now Tennessee, what would you need in a semifinal game if they played tomorrow? If Georgia's playing Oregon, USC, or TCU, what would you need to take the dog?
Well, I think differently of both teams. So first off, I'll start with TCU. Probably need like 18.5 on TCU. So significant point spread. That's right up there with one of the bigger point spreads we've ever seen in the semifinals. So Georgia 18.5 over TCU. And then Oregon, I would probably need 14.5. I think my pure dead power rating is 14. So 14.5 is what I need on the Ducks. Now, people are going to say, well, I mean, the point spread in the opener was like close to 17 and Georgia killed them. Well, obviously, a point or two of that was because it was played in Atlanta. And look, I've upgraded Georgia since the start of the season, but I've upgraded Oregon significantly since that first game.
Sure. Where are you at with USC?
I would be more in the right dead in the middle between TCU and Oregon, so I'd be in that 16 range. To be determined, I'm not sure that SC beats UCLA, and I'm not sure. I mean, look, I'm always a Chicken Little sky is falling against, you know, with Notre Dame because I'm a fan, but I think Notre Dame matches up well with them. I think Notre Dame's going to pound them at the line of scrimmage.
Interesting. Okay. And I know it was 50-mile-per-hour winds, but again, how Georgia was so impressive against Tennessee, what would you make Georgia, Ohio State on a neutral?
I'm still, you know, less than a field goal, believe it or not, and probably in the two range. I still, you know what, I know they got a type of team that isn't necessarily, I guess, built for November Big Ten weather, but I mean, you're not going to have to worry about that in the semifinal if you're playing in a dome. I mean, I like the Buckeyes athletes on both sides of the ball.
Okay, so I actually thought that there was a small chance that game day could be in New Orleans this week for Tulane and Central Florida.
Should be. I mean, who's making those decisions for game day the last 3-4 years? It's been abysmal.
Yeah, I thought they probably should have been there as well over Texas and TCU this week. And then look at this now. I mean, 8-1 Tulane, 7-2 Central Florida. Tulane, as we speak, laying 1.5. I've heard a lot of people make the case for Central Florida. To me, it makes some sense. What say you with this matchup?
Yeah, I like Central Florida. So I think, yeah, obviously Tulane's number one in the country. They're 8-1 against the spread as far as covering point spread. So I think at this point in the season, you're probably paying a little bit of a premium. That's why that line, you know, the Tulane, a little bit of a favorite there. With that being said, you dive into the matchups, you dive into the stats, and obviously got a lot more data points than what you had in September. And the reality is yards per play margin, yards per game margin, points per game margin, strength of schedule, all says that UCF is a superior team. The other point of emphasis as far as giving value here, you know, we got to downgrade UCF because, you know, John Rhys Plumlee might not play. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm kind of the opinion that I hope he doesn't play because, you know, he's a higher variance. I mean, he turns the football over. Mikey Keene doesn't. Mikey Keene was last year's starter. They thought the season was over when Dylan Gabriel went out, and he led them to 9 wins, including a bowl win over Florida. He's kind of steadied the ship. They beat Cincinnati. They went on the road and beat Memphis last week. He doesn't turn the football over. He's a better passer than Plumlee. I think ideally I'd like to see Plumlee play a little bit, give him a quarterback run game a little bit, but Mikey Keene being the quarterback is fine with me. UCF wins outright.
Wow, all valid points. Very good. We're going to continue with Brad Powers coming up next, professional sports better, great college football handicapper. Brought up Notre Dame there for a second. What does he make of that number this week against Navy? Is OU too big of a favorite in Morgantown? And other current numbers he likes on the board. And if he had to make a bet today for the Heisman, which player would that be on? Coming up here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Make game day more chill with some extra cash. Play free during the college football season with the Coors Light College Football Pick'em. Join 15 free-to-play pools for your shot at $5,000 in weekly prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Coors Light Pick'em to join the action. Coors Light, perfect shot of refreshment. 21 and over, please drink responsibly. DraftKings.com for details. Double shot of Brad Powers, because he has a great newsletter. Fantastic on college football. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter, BradPowersSports.com. In your newsletter, you made the case for Michigan, I think the over, because of Harbaugh can be a bully here. With only 3 games left in this playoff talking, how important do you think style points are now?
It's an excellent question. I don't think it's necessarily that important. I mean, back in the BCS day, and I know I'm dating myself, when you know, average margin of victory did come into play with the computers, it meant more, in my opinion. You were fighting for 2 spots instead of 4. It doesn't necessarily matter, I think, generally speaking. I just think Harbaugh, I mean, we've seen it. I mean, against Michigan State, obviously, he's throwing and trying to get margin there. We've seen him. Now, they haven't been a great over team this year. But historically, going even back to his Stanford days, coming into this season, Harbaugh was the number one over coach, if you're just betting totals in college football. And a lot of it's, he's not afraid to pound you in submission in those fourth quarters. Mm-hmm. He runs up scores.
Yep. Yeah. Key injuries. Tough news with Coastal Carolina. Their star quarterback, McCall's out 3-6. 9-point move? What is McCall worth?
I don't think he's worth 9. I think he's more in the 6 or 7 point range. Circa opened 14 now to begin with. I thought that was at least a couple points too high. Someone beat me to it. I took 12.5, not only because my numbers said so, but also, I mean, I watched the game last week. It was one of those isolated Thursday games against App State, and he was banged up. With that being said, they do have a very experienced backup. Carpenter has played and started a significant number of games throughout the years because McCall gets banged up, it seems like, every year. So, look, he can't throw the football. Carpenter, I'm talking about the backup. But he's a pretty good runner, so I don't think it's a 9-point downgrade. It's more in the 6-7 point range. But with that being said, You know, I'm not running to bet either side right now. I think five's a very fair number.
Well, let's back up a ways back to when we started the season, right? Florida State beat LSU, and now you really like Florida State this week. But what do you think of Florida State's power rating right now, and how well they're playing, or how good they are overall?
Yeah, so I mean, I have them a borderline top 10 team. I would favor Florida State over TCU. The number four unbeaten Horned Frogs, I would take a three-loss Florida State team, not a three-loss, just a three-loss Texas team, a three-loss Florida State team over them on a neutral. I mean, look, diving in the metrics. I mean, this is a Florida State team that's, you know, number six in the country in yards per play margin. They're explosive. They probably should have won the NC State game. I mean, obviously, Jordan Travis had a total meltdown throwing a pair of picks in the fourth quarter, including that last one was unbelievable. The Clemson game got away from them in the final 2 minutes of the first half and the first 2 minutes of the second half. Otherwise, I thought they outplayed Clemson the majority of that game. But in this particular game, here's why I like Florida State. Not only do I think they're underrated and they're borderline top 10 team, but I think Syracuse is out of gas. I mean, this will be the fifth straight top 40 caliber opponent they're playing. They have multiple defensive starters out for the season. Their quarterback, Garrett Schrader, I mean, I'm going to use Dino Babers' words. He says that they are sensitive to his injury. So that's either says to me concussion or maybe a groin injury there. And I'm not sure that he plays this week. And if he doesn't, I think the Noles go in there to the dome and they get significant margin.
Okay. So you're not right now at seven at most spots. If you miss the 6.5 or even, you know, around six, are you still okay with laying the seven?
Yeah, still lay seven.
Yep. Okay. I know where you're going to go with this Notre Dame Navy matchup. We talked about this with you, I think, last week as well. So it was around 17.5. I'm guessing that you grab Navy plus those points. What do you do this morning when it's 15.5, 16?
Yeah, I'd still lean Navy. Somebody got 19. I mean, it's tough. I say I get all these numbers. A lot of people get even better numbers than me, and I'm trying to make 50 bets in 10 minutes on Sunday, and I'm still not getting everything. But that being said, I mean, there's two things. Obviously, letdown factor for Notre Dame. Second thing is Notre Dame hasn't handled a favorite role too well this year, to say the least. Didn't cover against Cal, lost outright against Marshall, lost outright against Stanford. So they didn't cover against UNLV when they should have. So that would say give me Navy. And thirdly, total says take Navy. Are you kidding me? I mean, the weather might be a little dicey with the storm moving up the East Coast there. I mean, the total is 39.5. So when points, and there's going to be some suppressed scoring to begin with, I'm going to take the dog here and take Navy plus 15.5.
Do you think Oklahoma is laying too many points in Morgantown? I'm looking at the board right now. 8.5 out there right now on the Sooners.
Yeah, I mean, from a pure power ratings perspective, certainly. I bet West Virginia, just pure power ratings play. I mean, the worry is, I mean, is Neil Brown on the hot seat? I mean, is he done? Because that was not a good performance last week against Iowa State, losing by 17. That would be my only concern there, but certainly lean West Virginia.
You like Rutgers over Michigan State?
Oh, I do. I mean, Rutgers got the much better defense. I mean, their metrics, yards per play, yards per game, actually better than Michigan State. And I'm catching 9.5 now. So obviously it's not 10. So I don't love it as much. But, you know, I think the market, Michigan State's fine. Well, I mean, I get it. They pulled that stunning outright upset against Illinois last week, but they were outgained by 150 yards. So I didn't upgrade Michigan State that much from that performance.
Okay. You can grab more than 17.5 right now with La Tech on the road against Texas San Antonio. Is that intriguing to you?
It is, because, I mean, UTSA's off a couple of close games, especially last week, the overtime game against UAB. Maybe a little bit of a flat spot for them. But more importantly, I mean, I got a Louisiana Tech offense that's going to be throwing all game. I think the back door is wide open there with their offense.
Okay. And final game, New Mexico plus the points against Air Force?
Yeah, Rocky Long versus the option.
Yep.
But Air Force off their first Commander-in-Chief trophy win in 6 years for them. Total is extremely low. And Air Force has been terrible again as a favorite this year. They've been favored in every game. They lost. They got three outright losses and a losing ATS record. And one quick thing. I mean, have you seen these New Mexico games in the final moments? Pick six against UNLV went against them. Pick six against Wyoming went against them. Last week, if you bet New Mexico like I did, a long fumble return touchdown went against them with 3 minutes left. So they're a little bit better than those final scores indicate.
Okay, yeah, those are fun to lose like that. Yeah, by the way,
a lot of fun.
Lane 21.5 and the total is 37. There you go. We talked with you last week. You have Hendon Hooker 80-1 to win the Heisman. Not a great performance for him last week, but Stroud, I mean, come on. If you had to make a bet this morning to win the Heisman, who would it be on?
I still think C.J. Stroud deserves to be the favorite. I think they beat Michigan. I think a lot of people watch that game. So if he performs well, hell, he even performed well in the snow last year against Michigan. Just, you know, they lost the game and people, you know, decided not to vote him for the Heisman. So I think he, you know, the rebounds from the performance Saturday. If they beat Michigan, he passes as well as I think he will. He'll win the Heisman. So C.J. Stroud for me.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want to sit here all day and make the case for Caleb Williams. I've tried to a little bit this week. But
they're going down. I'm telling you, they're going to lose either to UCLA or Notre Dame or even both games.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Very possible. Very possible. Oh. His numbers have been amazing. And, I mean, I said this earlier. I was joking around. Lincoln Riley should call the Colorado staff this week and say, look, I want to apologize in advance. I want Caleb to win the Heisman, so we're going to score 70, and he's going to have 8 touchdowns. Sorry, I'm just going to get it out there. Next time you're in L.A., well, I'll take you wherever you want for dinner, whatever. But his numbers have been great, but I'm with you. He's kind of up against it here down the stretch.
The numbers that have been great for somebody that's not getting enough respect is Drake May for North Carolina. Have you seen 31 touchdowns, 3 interceptions? And he's ran? I don't think people will understand this. He's ran for over 500 yards. If he's playing in the Big Ten or the SEC, he might be the Heisman favorite, especially with North Carolina only having one loss. But obviously, Caleb Williams, the West Coast, East Coast bias, he doesn't get to play even though he's at USC like he probably should.
Another great example of schizophrenic Notre Dame. Notre Dame beat them and did whatever they wanted in offense.
Yeah.
Great
worst
job.
Worst in the final there, up 25 in the fourth quarter. Gave up a couple of garbage touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah. Great job, Brad. Appreciate it. Continued success.
Take care, guys.
There you go.
Thanks, Brad.
Powers. BradPowersSports.com. The other thing, the game tonight, I don't understand the move here. So I was against Lafayette from the get-go, right?
Yeah.
Troy to win the Sun Belt?
Yeah.
You know, you lose Napier? They blew a 17-0 lead late at home against Troy. And now they have this short turnaround. They're getting ready for Georgia Southern. I want to go against Lafayette the rest of the year. I missed that, too. That was a horrific beat. Brad telling us during the break. You're getting 3.5. It's 17-0. You're at home with a minute left in the third quarter. And then Troy's lining up to kick the game-winning field goal. They're going to. Yeah, let's run more play. The kid houses it. Cover.
So
score the touchdown.
I was panicking last week because I gave up on that game.
Down 17.
Because of future bets on Troy. And then I got the news with McCall and Coastal Carolina. I'm like, wait a second. Your Iowa set up beautifully to have those two teams meet. And now it's like, okay, he's hurt. He's going to be out for the rest of the regular season. Troy was down huge. I'm like, I can't even look at the score anymore. And then somehow I looked at the end of the game. I'm like, wait a second. They came back and won, and then they covered on top of it.
Yeah, now the Sun Belt's off the board in some spots. But, Troy should, I don't want to.
So you want to go Southern
huge
tonight?
Huge win for Troy, but yeah, like
plus,
Southern.
Plus the points?
Yeah.
All right. Up next here, Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Is it for real? Is it Fugazi? Are 5 or 6 guys truly live to win this? We will kick it around coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to VSiN.com, check the current betting splits data. Want to know where the money and bets are moving every game? It's updated with DraftKings odds every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in the action, find out where the public's betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. Betting splits another way. VSiN's here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Go to VSiN.com.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are here to make you a friend of ours.
That would mean you were a major.
Investigating what is and isn't legit.
That's a Fugazi. That's a Fugazi. You looked at it for 2 seconds.
Seeing through the lines to make you a better.
I know you know. And I know you know I know you know.
The FTM Army is being sent for.
An odd thing you get sent for, you go in alive, you come out dead. And it's your best friend that does.
These two wise guys would never steer you wrong.
Forget about it.
This is Real or Fugazi on Follow the Money.
Oh, man.
Hey, a little chest hair, huh? A little ball charge sheet.
A little Elvis action. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Up first here, Paulie. The NFL Coach of the Year is a great race, and at least five or six guys are live to the award. Is that real or fugazi?
First part's real. Second part's fugazi. It's a good race, but it's not that deep. And the Eagles are going to go 15-2. But it's going to be all about Sirianni and a $1.25 favorite in some spots. It's Sirianni or Carroll. Now, what if Seattle can't get to 11 wins, 12, right? I just think you can't, because to me, they're winning. Worst case, I say the Eagles go 14-3.
Yeah. I thought you were scoffing at 17-0 recently. I thought you were going to go 20-0 for this team.
I can't get there.
Okay.
But 17.
So there's no path for O'Connell?
No. He is blocked by Sirianni.
There's no path for Brian Daboll?
There's a path, but they're not. They're going to start losing games.
I'll give you another.
They haven't played the Eagles. They're going to lose to the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
You need to be careful with this, because I'll give you one other guy who's absolutely live, in my opinion. That's Robert Saleh. If they win 11 games.
Well, if they win a Leah, well.
Well, they have six already.
Yeah. Well, it's still the plus money to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, which you can't believe. I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The total's nine.
Yeah. I still think, is Mike McDaniel out of it?
No. You can't say he's out of it.
I think he has.
That's not how Tua's played?
Of course not.
Hell no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he makes some questionable decisions. But what are we talking, though? Winning the division? How many wins?
Well, I mean, if Tua does this, he doesn't get hurt again, and he puts up just crazy numbers, and it's Hill and Waddle, and they don't miss it, and they get better. And what if the Eagles do slip a little bit? What if it is, 14-3? That means they're going to lose, three out of their next, what do they have played so far? Eight games? So they have nine left. If they finish like 6-3, that'll be disappointing down the stretch. Or if they would go 5-4, this thing completely opens up then, in my opinion.
Well, that's a big if. I can't see that. I think they're so damn good. Okay, real or fugazi? People, our viewers, the audience would be shocked to learn exactly how many casinos have been and are robbed in Las Vegas. Real or fugazi? And it happened last night.
Oh, you mean like they would have no idea?
But be shocked by the number. How many times you're right.
I'm sure that's real.
I think people would be shocked by that. Yeah.
Well, what happened last night? Because I don't even know the details
on this. There was a place down the street where according to reports, the high limit cage was hit, and the guy had to scoot and like a lot of ground to cover, where it was out by the valet and what he was able to do with the high limit.
Well, there was also a stretch probably, a decade ago where it was happening like that. I mean, it happened over at one place off the strip. Then it happened at one of the five-star spots on the strip. And I mean,
Iron Man, the guy on a motorcycle, the Bellagio.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It was happening constantly. You had Pigman.
Pigman.
Right? They
Bellagio
showed up.
As well.
Another
they
at the Bellagio.
The jewelry store.
Yeah.
They had the pig face. Oh, they left the keys in the car.
My guess is there is a lot of activity on the strip that locals hear, us, we have no idea that happens on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the suicides. No, that never gets reported. Oh, yeah. But that's one thing.
No, they don't. They will not report those.
They're quiet. Right. But there was a great tweet about casinos are robbed, and it happens more than you think. But you never get away with it. Or once or twice. Right. And the guy, what that guy did at the Stardust a long time ago, you can Google that story.
Okay. There is a very real possibility that the first three picks in the NFL draft will all be quarterbacks. Real or fugazi?
Yeah, I think you have something there. Yeah, that's real. I could see. Now, what's the order? I don't. That's another tough question too. And that updated the go number one overall. So because you're big on Levis, but he's polarizing
lately.
Right now.
He's slipping right now. But Stroud remains the favorite. Bryce Young is up there.
Yeah.
You do have Levis, who was recently 5-1. He's down to 15-1 right now. Will Anderson is a non-quarterback, obviously.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the mix. Jalen Carter as well from Georgia. But I will say this right now, the top three in the draft order, and this will certainly change, but it goes Houston, Carolina, and Las Vegas. If there's a prop up and that's the top three and it's reasonable, I would say absolutely Houston will go quarterback. Carolina will no doubt go quarterback. And Las Vegas, in my opinion, they have to go quarterback.
Well, they should, but they won't. Right?
Yeah.
I'm with you too. Yep. Real or fugazi? A lot of people can do what Andrew Whitworth did. And he told Dan Le Batard he did eight double stacks at Wendy's Real or fugazi?
I think the number of ordinary Joes off the street who are not big fellas would surprise
everybody,
you know what, I can probably whack down four or five of those. Yeah, so I think that...
I was educated on this, too. Remember the Finau thing? Finau won a golf tournament, and he went to McDonald's and got, like, an insane amount of food.
Yeah.
Because I put it down, no problem.
Oh, yeah,
and
no.
People said, I can do that. I'm not even a big guy. And they said, if there's no time constraint,
right,
you can whack down all this food.
My godfather's best friend, this is years ago, I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, he was legendary. He would go to McDonald's just to impress people. He would whack down six Big Macs. Not a big guy.
Oh, come on.
Six Big Macs, like nothing.
Oh, wow.
And so, I mean, again, like you would never be able to pick the guy out of a lineup like, oh, I think that he's, you know, clearly that guy could do it. No, you wouldn't know.
How long? He did six Big Macs?
Six Big Macs in a setting, no problem.
Wow,
just to impress people, yeah. And then they would hear about it. Like, I want to see it. Okay, let's go to McDonald's and I'll whack it down now.
It's like a guy counting cards. You want to see the...
Well, we used to have what was that deal at Arby's for a long time? Was it 5 for $5?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, so I would go to Arby's with my buddy. He said, you want to get the 5 for $5? I'm like, yeah, for sure. Well, I'll get 2. You say, no, I'm going to get 5. I've told you this before. Yeah. He was finishing his first sandwich. I was still on my first bite. He would whack down... He's the fastest eater I've ever seen in my life. I'm not kidding. Chestnut has nothing on this guy.
The waitress story.
Many times the waitress would bring the food, come back around a couple of minutes later, she would look like, "What is it? Did you drop it? What happened?" He's like, no, it's gone.
Yeah. You know, I have bad manners because I eat too fast. Right. I eat too fast. You know why I eat fast? Because in my house, my mom says you can't watch TV until you clean your plate.
Yeah.
So I'd shovel it in.
Yeah, I can.
I want to get back to watch the game.
I can eat extremely fast. The problem is I'm not full yet. So I just like this. And then 10 minutes later, I'm like, my God, why did I eat that much food?
Yeah.
Or fugazi, working 5 4-day weeks is better than taking one straight week off.
One more time?
Working 5 4-day weeks is better than taking one straight week off. So you know, working a regular 5-day week shift, and you get a week of vacation.
No. Fugazi. No fugazi. I thought yesterday we were going to go on. Give me the four. You want the 4-12s?
Well,
4-10s,
Four-tens, yeah, for sure.
The 4-10s.
That should be the standard.
Sign me up for that.
The 4-10s over the 5-8s.
Yes.
It makes much more sense.
Not even close. The guy at the cage across the street, the Golden Gate, does that. But he's got 12s. I think he does 4-12s. He's upper management. When he does.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know when I'm getting on here. It depends on how busy it is.
Get the 3-day weekend?
Yeah.
When I was very young, I used to work 3-12s and I'd have the rest of the week off. The problem was it was 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. I lasted a month.
Oh, mama.
I would fall asleep on the drive home every single day. I'm like, this is nuts.
Yeah, yeah. The kid's on this shift too. He took a bad beat with the daylight savings.
Oh, yeah.
He had to work the extra hour. Tough.
That's
we know
right.
A guy in radio had to do that. His 4-hour shift, now he's got to do 5 with the time change.
Yep.
Tough beat. It's good. Yep. We could do an hour on just robberies in Las Vegas. I mean, that story, that guy who robbed the Bellagio with the motorcycle mask, jumped on the bike, and then he was staying at the hotel and bragging about it.
Yeah.
And, he's like a poker player. I think his dad was a judge. That thing had everything.
Who's the guy? Wasn't there somebody who showed up in a trench coat at the New York as well, like top of the stairs?
Well, that was a shooting.
Was it a shoot? But that was was that only a shooting?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was maybe a combination of the two. I mean, it has happened quite a bit where you're just like, okay. all right, it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Again, great job by everybody behind the glass here working on this show and segments like that. Thursday Night Football preview with player props coming up. This game could play out the exact opposite way their first meeting went only 2 weeks ago. And we'll run down some of the expectations for tonight and numbers latest with those players involved in the game coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts, whether it's football, hockey, or basketball. Bet Rivers has you covered. Join us every week for their new promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Sunday Football Parlay Insurance. Over 300 different ways to bet the football game tonight. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app BetRivers. It's a whole new game.
This is a tweet from Tom Sawicki. You can also get involved by reaching out to the show at VSIN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard on Twitter. Tom says that Wendy's would not let him hit for the cycle back in college. A Dave single, double, and triple the large fry and Diet Coke in one setting.
Oh, man. When I was in college, it's out here, it's Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, it's Hardee's. They would sell like burgers for 25 cents. And we go in and get bags of them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're college. We, you know,
of course.
And we just unleash hell. And I was a fat boy. I mean, I did 8 junior bacons from Wendy's back in, and I did 3-foot-long subs in one sitting during March Madness after, you know, alcohol was involved.
That's the gold medal right there.
Yeah.
You did it back to back to back.
Yeah.
One setting, 3.
I did 3-foot-long subs.
That's impressive. Could you do 1.5 today?
God, no. No way. I mean, that's like 7. That's the age. I don't drink anymore. I mean, that was 85 pounds ago, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that was 250. I was a beast. I was in the mosh pit at Tool. You couldn't move me. I would set up camp in my front row.
And you crushed it with the ladies, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was a sight. Boy, I was a troll. Unbelievable.
Okay, so what do you think of the game tonight? Atlanta's now laying 2.5.
Well, what I think is what you said at the top of the show. The last meeting was a total fluke, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Atlanta, 30th in passing, top 5 rushing attack. Carolina, 28th in passing. You know, good point, too, about the Walker props, which we'll get to the weather in a second. I don't know. Does he get pulled again? And does it get out of control? I mean, how much is this coming from the top with Tepper saying, I still want to tank and help out with the draft pick? I don't know. But with 30-mile-per-hour winds and 80% chance of rain, this thing could go sideways. But to me, I want the rushing props over. You know, how great Foreman's been and what Atlanta does in Patterson and where their passing attack's at. But combined with the weather and the elements, I think that's how it plays out anyways. We're just run, run, run. I think Atlanta wins the game. They get to 5-5. It becomes very interesting in that division. Their adjusted win total, 7.5. But I want the Patterson props, and I want all the passing props under. Good, you know, because house is going to play out, and the weather's going to be a big story here.
Yeah, here are some of the numbers overall on Patterson and this Panthers defense. Last week in his return, Patterson, a team-high 13 carries, had 2 rushing touchdowns. So they are using him much more as a standard running back than like, you know, a modern-day running back now where he was so good last year as a dual threat. Well, he has as many rushing touchdowns this year as he does receptions, which is impossible to believe. And then 2 weeks ago, when he missed the game, it was Huntley and it was Algier, and each of those running backs had more than 85 combo yards in that game. Plus now, I know it was the best, so the numbers are going to be a little bit, I don't know if misleading is the right word, or certainly adjusted because of what happened to Mixon last week when he went for a 153 and 4 touchdowns. But on the year now, the Panthers have allowed the 4th most rushing yards and 5th most rushing touchdowns to running backs. So you would think, again, Patterson tonight would be the angle. I'm looking at the weather right now. At kickoff, it's calling for 70% chance of rain. By, you know, we're talking halftime, maybe third quarter, it gets into 80% chance of rain and wind.
That's not the be-all, end-all, but it's right. It's the wind.
Yeah, the wind.
Huge. Rain coupled with that wind. Watch out.
Sure. Foreman now, here's the deal, too. Uh-huh. So when they played a couple of weeks ago, Foreman had 118 yards and 3 touchdowns. And then, you know, I was all about Eckler last week, but the Falcons did a great job, and they allowed a couple of touchdowns there. But they really, and Eckler was a little bit banged up, but they limited Eckler and did a fantastic job of slowing him down. And a lot of times when a team allows a player to go off like that and they face him again, like they will completely adjust and they'll know what the problem was and they'll have a chance to fix it. After all, Foreman, he was the only running back to reach 70 yards on the ground this year against the Falcons. So that was it. So that, I think, was another fluke there. The Walker passing props, again, 100, it's in the 170 range. When they met, he threw for 317. Well, if you take that game away, he's averaging like a 130 plus and 0.6 touchdowns per game. So there's a very real possibility that he plays poorly here and could get yanked.
Well, why would you want to throw two if it's going to be that bad?
Yeah.
Considering you have a solid rushing attack, both teams. Especially, that's what Atlanta wants to do anyways. Atlanta has played 6 straight unders on Thursday night, and Patterson had the 4 of 5 stretch with the scoring a touchdown. So you have that too. You go under 7.5 first quarter. You go no score first 5.5, 6.5. You can go sacks under 4.5. How about field goals under? I mean, that's another. If you want to maybe an aggressive coach with Atlanta and Smith, do you? Coop missed a chippy last week.
Yeah.
They came back to bite him. But do you want to?
Well, they've actually.
Kicking the elements.
That would be the angle here, I think, obviously. And if it's. We got to see how windy it's going to be in the game, too. But. 46.5 is the longest field goal on the board tonight. The under is minus 120. That one kind of caught my eye. However, there is this note about Koo and the Falcons. They've actually, they have the least amount of fourth down attempts this season. So that, he does settle for the points once in a while. And if they get in range and they're capable of putting these drives together, but Carolina's good at slowing them down, then, you know, maybe like a 48-yarder could be like, okay, yeah, it's not that windy right now. We'll take our chances. He can hit this in the rain, no problem. Might be a little bit scared because maybe he doesn't go for it on 4th and 2, for example. But if the Falcons get this game,
watch out then. You're 5-5. They're plus 320 to win the division. You can't trust Tampa Bay. You have winnable games coming up. Chicago at home, at Washington, Pittsburgh at New Orleans, at Baltimore. We'll give them a loss. Arizona at home. Winnable. You close with Tampa at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to mention 8-9 can get it done here. And whoop-de-damn-do, the Buccaneers won a game. Well, McVay had a big hand in that. And how they helped them out in that game. What did Tampa do? I mean, they didn't do anything offensively.
No, they got a huge break
right
to win the game.
I can't believe they're laying 3 in Germany. But nevertheless, I mean, this is over 7.5. Playoffs plus 180. It's right there for Atlanta. And this NFC is a mess. About, you know, back when you see, I mean, you're running out of teams to make a case for after San Francisco when you look at it in that range because the Rams play Arizona. Losers definitely finished. I mean, Atlanta's got a lot of winnable games coming up.
Yep. So they flashed the weather forecast on the screen a minute ago. Great job, guys. And so 11 miles an hour. If that's the forecast and that's actually that's not that bad. That's manageable. But I still don't like a player like Kyle Pitts. Although Pitts had his best game of the year against the Panthers a couple of weeks back, I'm very disappointed with how they use the guy.
Well, you have to be. He's a top five pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to let him eat.
I would like
doesn't
to
make
see
any sense.
Carolina is actually pretty decent against tight ends, but so maybe this goes beyond this game. I want to see Kyle Pitts be the focal point of the offense in one game where it's like, okay, we clearly have an edge with this guy. He's not even a tight end. He's a wide receiver, and we can get him a lot of looks here and really just exploit the defense in the matchup. And where he's like, okay, you're going to get 14 targets today. You're going to eat like crazy, and you're going to go nuts. Can you show it to us one time by the end of the year, please? This is now, he's a year and a half into his career. It feels like it was a total waste.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
And then to go back-to-back with him in London, and it's like, no, all about the running game. Yeah. Frustrating at times.
Mm-hmm. He has to be able to get 60 yards rushing. I mean, I think he's got to get 60 yards.
Yep. Okay, it's time for the pro tip.
Very good. Okay,
explain this now, Paulie.
I reached out and I spoke with our old friend Alan Boston yesterday, one of the best to ever do it in college basketball, pro better. He lives 5 minutes from Foxwoods. When we were there, he was sick.
He was sick.
Come on. Can you believe that? So, picking his brain for the pro tip. Non-conference games are like a puzzle. You have to piece it together and don't overreact to one result. He brought up the example of Coppin State. Like, don't overreact. Why'd they lose? Well, the team they played was lights out from three. And they, good, well-coached team and typical Coppin State, they bounced back and they were right there and had the overtime game against Georgetown. So the pro tip today from Alan Boston, it's like a puzzle. Piece it together. Don't overreact to one result. And a lot of crazy things can happen in non-conference games. Several reasons. You know, why did they lose? You know, maybe a team was hot from three. Maybe it was a big home court advantage. The familiarity, young players, new cast of players. Several factors go into it.
Well, it's going to be like this. I mean, the state of college basketball today compared to what it was even a couple of years ago with the transfer portal, you need to give these teams a little bit of time to get used to playing with each other in actual games.
Yeah.
Forget about the practice when they're actually out there playing games, and after tip-off, it's like, okay, this is a totally different ballgame now.
Yeah, but I love his Coppin State example, too, which he gave, because he said they would bounce back, and they did.
Yeah.
Because they were big dogs. That's the pro tip every hour, available for subscribers only at VSiN.com, and do 20 a day.
Up next, more on the game tonight, and Week 10 games. Former NFL player and current VSiN host Mike Pritchard will join the program. He is unhappy with what happened this week. Hear who pissed him off coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.